Sinabi ng leader ng opposition Bill Shorten na may nagaganap na malaking hidwaan sa loob ng Partido Liberal sa naganap na paglabas o leak ng mga sikretong dokumento kaugnay ng pambansang seguridad. Tinawag na ang pampederal na pulis na imbestigahan kung paano napunta sa kamay ng isang reporter para The Australian ang unang balangkas ng Defense White Paper. Diniin ng dating punong ministro Tony Abbott, di sa kanya nagmula ang nasabing paglabas ng dokumento. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Maya Jameson na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa naganap na salo-salo ng Partido Liberal sa Canberra noong nakaraang gabi, upang gunitain ang 20th anibersaryo ng pamalang Howard, pinurit binigyang pugay ng punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull si Tony Abbott.
I want to acknowledge my predecessor as Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Tony was a vital, powerful part of the Howard government, but as leader, he led us back into government and ended the shocking disillusionment and catastrophe of the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd years. Thank you, Tony.
Ang dalawa ay umupo sa isang lamesang magkaharap sa isa't isa sa hapagkainan. Ngunit nakita ang namumuong tensyon sa pagitan ng dalawa kaugnay ng mga nalik na sikretong dokumento ng gabinete, kaugnay ng detalye sa pagbuo ng panibagong mga submarine. Pinabot ni Tony Abbott na di siya natutuwa sa nasabing mga tinakdang detalye o timeline. Sa nasabing salo-salo ng gabing yon, tumanggi siyang sagutin ang nasa kanya nagmula ang lumabas na sikretong dokumento.
Did you like classified documents?
I'm just really delighted to be here tonight. This is a marvelous opportunity to celebrate a great government and the achievements of a really outstanding government.
Kinabukas ay kanyang pinabulaanan ng paglabas sa sikretong dokumento at sinabing di niya gawain iyon. Tinawag na ang The Australian Federal Police upang imbestigahan ang nasabing kaganapan. Matapos ang mga binitiwang pahayag, sinabi naman ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull, di siya lalahok sa pagtatalong iyon. Sinabi naman ni Tresorero Scott Morrison, mahalaga ang integridad.
Tony Abbott on his word on that, and I'm very pleased that the Prime Minister has taken the right decision in the interest of national security. Playing politics with national security, I think, is a very, very dangerous and disappointing thing to have occurred. But it's I think, very reassuring that the Prime Minister has risen above, as he does, on these things and is ensuring the integrity of the process.
Inimungkahi naman ang leader ng opposition Bill Shorten kung isaalang-alang ang naganap na paglabas ng sikretong dokumento, masasabing mayroong matinding hidwaan sa loob ng Partido Liberal.
The Liberal Party is at war with itself. It is unprecedented to see the Liberals calling the police to investigate other Liberals. What's wrong with the Liberal Party that they have this born-to-rule mentality where they think that their civil war is more important than the issues affecting the nation? We haven't seen an economic plan from Mr. Turnbull after 6 months. We haven't seen a tax plan from Mr. Turnbull after 6 months. What we have seen, though, is dysfunction and division at the heart of the Liberal Party. They need to stop worrying about themselves and start getting on with the job of providing a vision and alternatives for Australians.
Sinabi ng dating miyembro ng gabinete Eric Abetz, hindi kagalang-galang ang naging pagkilos sa paglabas ng sikretong dokumento. Ngunit sinabi niyang dapat maging maingat ang iba bago ito magbitiw ng anumang komento o haka-haka.
But whoever leaked them, it is not honourable behaviour. I think it's a big jump to suggest that it was a parliamentarian. There is an investigation underway. Let's see what that produces. But leaks should be condemned, whether by parliamentarians or indeed by officials.
Sa parlamento naman, noong question time, muling binalik ni Bill Shorten ang issued humiling ng kasagutan mula sa punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull.
Will the Prime Minister today explicitly express confidence that this leak has not come from any current or former member of the National Security Committee of Cabinet?
The Leader of the House on a point of order.
Well, Mr. Speaker, the point of order is how could that possibly be within the Prime Minister's knowledge?
when obviously that's the purpose of the investigation, is to determine from where the leak has come.
I'll ask the Prime Minister to address that, and he can address any aspects
of it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And of course, I have confidence in all of my ministers. Mr. Speaker, as this matter is part of an ongoing investigation, including careful investigation by the Australian Federal Police, I am not going to comment on it any further. And the Leader of the Opposition should consider whether he wants to continue to make mischief out of what is a very serious matter.